fantastic, an improvisation called Take It Prez, and that was recorded live at the Southland Theater Restaurant in 1940, part of the spectacular recent box set from Sony, featuring many previously unissued live performances of the Basie Orchestra and their fine recordings produced by John Hammond for Columbia between 1937 and 1951. So great was the success of Basie's Kansas City sound that early on, by about 1937, the band had pretty much moved its base of operations to New York City. Jumpin' at the Woodside is one of the band's signature tunes, and it's named for the hotel in New York where several of the band members resided. It's also a good demonstration of how a little riff or simple repeated phrase could, in the hands of the Basie band, provide the basis of an entire tune. This 1938 version has solos by Herschel Evans on clarinet and Buck Clayton trumpet. Trumpeter Buck Clayton, by the way, was yet another remarkable soloist, an innovator favoring mutes and a sack full of personal tricks, also a pretty good composer, and incidentally, Buck Clayton was one of the all-time best-dressed men of jazz. One of the Count Basie Orchestra's signature tunes, Jumpin' at the Woodside from 1938. Woodside built up from very simple riffs and short melodic phrases, a type of collective improvisation that was central to the evolution of Kansas City jazz and many of the Basie Orchestra's best numbers, such as their radio theme song, 1 o'clock Jump. During the remaining three programs in this Count Basie tribute, I'll be presenting sidebars on Basie's piano style, the Basie vocalists, including Jimmy Rushing and Billie Holiday, and the band's Kansas City origins. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound preservation and restoration services. Here's something extremely rare, never issued on LP or CD. This is a private acetate disc of the band live in Glendale, California in 1939. Thank you.